Oh,
we can do that separately together, Joanne. I don't want to take your time on Mike.
Oh, sure.
Everybody.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter, and I'm this is Performing Edge Coaching International. We're doing our ongoing call here on February the 9th, and I want to welcome everyone, and thank you so much for taking your time today to be part of the call. We're going to talk about speaking, setting up how do you do your speaking engagements and presentations, and you can use the same techniques for, just giving talks to a small group of people or doing a presentation or trying to to do consults. All of that is really valuable. So I want to talk about that. And then, and also take your questions. We'll have our next meeting also February the 23rd. So here, let me just put this on mute for a second here. So and then we get a real clean recording. I think TJ just joined us too. Yeah, so I want to just say welcome to everyone. I'll just unmute this here. Hi, TJ, are you there too?
Hi, I'm here. Good morning. I'm a little
late. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, so, you just got back from, you did the Houston Marathon? Did you?
Yep, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's great.
Great.
Which was the U.S. Olympic Trials, and where Melanie is as well in Houston, all right?
It was amazing. My plan to interview people didn't really pan out, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. It's such a mob there, right?
Yeah, and they ran, all the elites ran on Saturday, of course, and so Saturday afternoon they weren't at the expo. They were mm-hmm. home taking a nap, mm-hmm. and then who knows what they did on Sunday. But, I saw Dina Castor for like 2 seconds, but then she left.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, but it was so amazing to be down there and watch these guys and women run.
Yeah. See history in the making as we're selecting our U.S. Olympic team for London. So that's great. I'm so glad you could go there and all. Melanie was just asking about her website and what to do with, how to incorporate the Performing Edge coach training, coaching onto the website. And I was going to say, Melanie, you could look at TJ's website and also Duran's website there. TJ's is sophrisfitness.com, right? Do you want to spell that, TJ?
It's S, like in Sam, O-P-H-R-O-S, and then fitness, all one word, sophrisfitness.com. And
yeah.
I have a thing on the bottom of the Performing Edge thing in the there.
Okay.
And then you put a tab on the top saying coaching, right?
Yeah, there's a tab on the top.
It says coaching. So,
okay.
So even though TJ's doing also her massage business, which is her main business there. She's got the coaching there too to incorporate those two. And the same thing with you, Melanie, you're doing your nutrition and meals, and you could put a tab that says coaching there at the top as well. You can also do, like you say, if you want to expand out and do more coaching and that sort of thing, you could get another domain name that's, more around coaching and performance and that kind of thing. Have a domain name that incorporates all of what you do, the meals and the coaching together. So, you could do all of that. I can help you more with that too. And then Duran's website. Duran, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so why don't you tell Melanie your website name?
Okay, I have a few websites, but my one website, athletegrowth.com, I actually am rebuilding it, so it's under construction. So if you go there, I'll just say, have my logo and say under construction.
Oh, yeah, I went there, and I said, I hope Duran's still there.
Yeah, but I'm actually working on branding myself as well. So if you go to my website right now, it's incomplete, but I'm in the process of getting photos done this weekend and the following weekend. But it's Duran, that's a D as in David, O-R-R, O-N as in Nancy, Blumberg, B as in boy, L-U-M-B-E-R-G Bloomberg.com. They're on Bloomberg.com. And I have there just some information about what I'm doing. And that's really full-time. I do personal training. And also now I'm starting to incorporate the performance edge coaching bi-weekly into my personal training with my clients.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So
that
sounds
great. Yeah, and how are you packaging that, or how do you price it, or do you just give them one price for the whole thing, or how do
I'm doing bi-weekly, so it's either $200 a month, or I just sold my first year up front, $60 per session. You know, as I go more months, as I commit to more months, it gets cheaper. So, you know, it's $1,440 up front for the full year. So I feel that's a great price point for myself to start. And I can also start getting a lot more people since I'm only doing it bi-weekly. So
that's
the goal. I got my second and third person coming up in the next couple weeks here. Going to get them started as well.
Wow! So they'll pay you that amount up front, the whole thing, the $1,460 or whatever.
$1,440 up front, yeah.
Yeah, and then they work with them for biweekly for a year.
For a year, yeah.
Yeah.
What I did is I broke down. I have the Performance Playbook Action Planner, so I broke that down into 26 lessons. So it's already organized where I go with them each week. We talk about a different topic, whether it's self-deception, developing your purpose, developing goals, habits, you know, it goes along with my book. So
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, congratulations on that. Yeah, you're working full time on this kind of thing. You got the right attitude and the right
you do the graphics are on? You do all that computer graphic stuff?
Yeah, I'm a graphic designer as well.
Oh, wow.
If you ever need help with it, just let me know.
Yeah.
I might need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. Yeah. So
I can
do covers, I can do flyers, I can do brochures, I can do blog websites, anything you need.
Yeah.
That's where I can't, you know, wrapping my brain around that, I'd rather just go out and go for a run than to actually sit down and...
Exactly, yeah, we all want...
That's great to know you're there, thank you.
Yeah, we all want to stay...
I would like to go out for a run, too.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, great. I'm glad that everybody can connect here, and we can all be a resource for each other, for sure. So here, let me put this on mute for just a moment to get a good, clean recording. And I wanted to just make a few announcements that I've got added some items to the website on performingedgecoach.com. If you go to your members area and at the top you click on Coach Resources, then I've added a few things there with there's some homework, you know, exercises for clients that you can do as a coach with your clients, and I've got added two of those, and then there's four assessments there, different questionnaires, a questionnaire on values, vision, and values, and there's one on confidence assessment, so that you can. It's an exercise you could do with one person or with a group kind of thing. So, be continually adding new resources to that area there. And then, let's see, the workbook, I'm working on that. And I have, part one and part two. And I'll put those up right after the session today here. So those will also be in that coach resources section there at the top. So, you know, try to organize things so you can find them easily. So, the replays, you know, will still be in the, if you click on the schedule button on the right, then you can see those listed down below, and then, you know, on the schedule button, and often I try to include some documents with that too, and then, of course, you always got the course materials, the 8 weeks of courses you can go back to. And let's see, I'm going to be doing the new course. I'm going to change that to later this month, toward the end of February, because it just is taking a little longer to get all that together, all the materials. But I'll announce the date when we're going to start that. That is coming up soon. So, yeah, so that's some announcements there. And then today we want to talk about speaking techniques and all. I think someone came on also, let's see, area code 610. Hey, let's see, who's in area code 610? See,
it's Amy.
Oh, Amy, that's right. Yeah, I didn't say your name here for some reason. Oh, because you're on your cell phone. Yeah, okay. Hi, Amy. Yeah, so welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, welcome, yeah. And you're on your way to a meeting with tennis, right? To where you really act.
I just came back from it.
Great. Yeah, and so you were presenting some of the, being able to work with the Your Performing Edge, the book and the workbook with the tennis folks in your coaching?
I'm very interested.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, I know you've got really good presentation skills, so that's great. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. And if you have, well, first, does anyone have questions? You know, anything that you'd like to ask me before we get started? Okay, well, let's just start, and then I'll open up the lines again for questions in a little bit here. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about the, we'll just review a little bit about what I talked about last time with speaking, the building blocks, or, you know, sort of mini module system, and how you can be able to, you know, rehearse and write and deliver your, you know, a speech, an easy to deliver world-class presentation to any audience, you know, for any time period using this mini module system. Because sometimes you have, maybe you only have an hour where you're on stage or where you're talking with a group. Sometimes you might only have a half hour. Sometimes you might be part of a panel where you only have 10 minutes. Or sometimes they tell you you have an hour, but then you get cut to only half an hour because the last speaker ran over time. So you want to be able to have different modules, different kind of small sections, 3 to 5 minute pieces of information that you can put together so that if you have to cut your speech by any amount, you can just do that. You say, okay, I'll take out this block here, take out this piece here. So I just gave a talk last Saturday to a group of women, as a group of women in science and technology that asked me to speak. And it was what I did first was in the negotiation process, you might be interested in that. I said my speaking fee is normally, you know, $20,000 for a corporation, and they said, oh my goodness, we don't have that kind of money, and because they're just a association, they're not a corporation. So I said, what kind of budget do you have? And they said, well, maybe a few $100s. And then I said, well, I have my books as well, Your Performing Edge books. And so we could do an arrangement where I said, if you gave me $1,000, then I'd include the talk and 70 books for the group. So so because they were really interested in both the talk and the books, I was able to get them up from, you know, just a couple $100 up to $1,000 payment for the speech. So it wasn't, you know, a huge amount like corporations give, but I realized that, you know, groups and associations have smaller budgets. And but if they are really motivated to have you speak and they really want your material, then they will find the money. I mean, they had to go looking and talk to their chapter president and go all over. But I could tell they were really motivated to get me in as a speaker. So they so that's a little bit about negotiating, that if you can find other things that you can offer them, your speech and, you know, your books, if you can pre-sell them to the group ahead of time, then you could still go there and you could still have back of the room sales and sell other items as well. So so I did that, and then we arranged the talk for last Saturday, and then I gave them what's called a PPQ, a pre-programmed questionnaire, and I'll put that in the members area this week also, right after this. And a PPQ, or pre-programmed questionnaire, is really valuable because it's just basically a few questions, you know, trying to find out what your audience, what they're thinking, trying to get in the minds of your audience. So you're going in there, so you're not an outsider, but by the time you get there, you really speak their language, and do you really understand what they need and what their, you know, what their thoughts are. And so you ask them questions like, you know, what are the top three concerns or challenges that are going through your mind right now? You know, in, let's say it's a running group, it could be with your running, or if it's a, you know, it's, if it's a corporation, you could say in your industry, or in your work, or in your life. And so you just ask them to, and a lot of people will fill out a lot of information for you. So you what you want to do is give this PPQ, the questionnaire, to the meeting planners. You email it to them and say, and you write it as though you're speaking to the members and say, would you please send this out to all your entire list? And then they will send back, and then have them email it directly back to me, and then I put my email address on there, and then I say, and give them a gift as well. Say at the bottom, you know, you put a link to something that you can give them, a free ebook, or, you know, my free mini e-course, that kind of thing. And so that way you can get them on your email list as well. So that's really a valuable thing to do. So questions like, what are your top three challenges or concerns? You can ask them, what are your top three goals. Ask them, what are some questions that you always wanted to ask a person like me? And you can ask them how, you know, what are your takeaways? What would you like to take away from this conference or this talk? Questions like that are really valuable. I think people will open up and give you lots of information. Hey, ask them what insights do you have to yourself or your group that could help me understand, help you better, that kind of thing. And so you want to ask them those questions, maybe, you know, 5 to 7 questions, not too long, or else they'll see it as too overwhelming, but just 5 to 7 questions, and then ask them to email them to you, and then you'll get they'll either email them to you or to the meeting planner, and the meeting planner will forward them to you. And so that way you get their information, you get to know them. And then what you want to do is take, you know, print those out and then study what they're saying, and then take those pre-programmed questionnaires to the talk so that you can actually, you know, quote people. You don't necessarily have to give their name, but say, you know, someone in the group said, here, they've got a concern about this. And so let's talk about that. Someone else had a question about this. And let's talk about that. And I know all of you, you know, several of the questionnaires mentioned this issue here. So let's address that. So then they really, and you bring that up right at the beginning or close to the beginning, so they really feel like you are being relevant to them, to speaking exactly to their needs. And they really appreciate that you've taken the time to, you know, to survey them and their needs, so that you're not just given a canned talk, but you've really taken the time to customize it for that organization. That really goes a long way. And what you'll find is that, you know, people really will buy more at the back of the room because they connect with you afterward, and then also that they will you know, a lot of the members will invite you to give talks at other organizations that they know of. So you want to say during the talk, you know, by the way, I love giving these kinds of talks. And if you have another organization that, or you might ask them, how many people here know of an organization that could benefit from this type of presentation? And, you know, most people raise their hand, and then you can say, you can have your sheets, an order form sheets. And yeah, I'll put that in the members area too, a sample order form that I use. And then you say, you have your products on the order form. And also at the bottom, you can say, if you like to have Dr. Dahlketter speak, or if you'd like to have, you know, Daron Blumberg speak, or you know, T.J. Ford, or Melanie, or you know, or Amy, all you guys, you know, put your name there. If you'd like to have me speak at your organization, please check here. So then they'll then you can follow up with them on that. And so that works really great to be able to get more speaking gigs. Sometimes free, sometimes paid, but even if it's free, you can always sell your products there at the back of the room, and you can always build a really valuable list. So we've got those different tools to use. And then what I did was, I said during that, if you can do like a two-part talk, that's even better. You know, part one and then a little break in the middle, and then a part two. And during the break, you'd make your, sort of resource announcement right before the break. And then people are much more likely to buy something from you during that break period. It's okay too. It works if you just have one speaking period. Then you have your resource table right at the end. But if you're the last speaker, sometimes people want to get going. They're out the door, kind of thing. But so if you can have a break, that works really well too. And so I took my chance during that break period to say, to talk about my resources. One way you want to do that is tell a story about someone that you worked with and what you did for them and how, how well that worked with your, how they followed your principles and then how they got some really good results. And I'll give you an example of that. Hang on just a second. Yeah, in this case, it was a group of business women, and so who are sort of climbers in their organization, and so they wanted to be able to use these Your Performing Edge methods to, climb up in the organization. So I told them a story about that of someone I'd worked with that I helped. And if you tell the story and then you lead right into your products right afterward, this can work really well. So I said, for instance, I was recently consulting with a woman in a large healthcare corporation in a biotech company, and her goal was to move up to a top managerial position in the next 9 months. But there was a lot of competition, and she had a lot of anxiety and fear, and she wasn't sure she could do it. She wasn't sure she had that confidence. And then there were a lot of, in this organization, they're concerned about, equal rights for women, that kind of thing. And so she said there were a lot of men competing for the position as well. And so she wasn't sure she could, she'd be able to get the position with that competition. So she hired me as her, Performing Edge coach. And I took her through that Performing Edge coaching process. And I did an assessment with her first, and then I made her a custom MP3 coaching audio for her peak performance for exactly what she needed. And I asked her, Jane, tell me about a peak performance, a time when you were at your absolute best. And bring in all five senses to the experience. And then she told me, and so when you're giving an example like this, you want to, give a specific example of something that they said that really draws people into the story. So I told them, she said, I remember a time so clearly when I really had that confidence. I had a leadership position and I was giving this presentation and everything clicked. Everything seemed to, I really had that laser focus. And so I wrote down everything Jane said, and they were doing this by phone. And so, you want to tell people in the story that you're doing it by phone if you do that so that they understand that you work by phone. So this is really modeling, what you are doing as a Performing Edge coach for your clients. In the story, you tell them everything that you do so that you you get that, you model it for them, and you get them wanting that same service. So then I said to Jane, then close your eyes and let's go through a visualization where you can have that experience, recapture that moment of power and strength. And she really could taste that peak moment, and it empowered her as a woman and in a leadership position. And then we did an anchoring exercise, and I said, let's anchor that inside with a color, a shape, a word, or a physical gesture, something to remember this experience by. And then you want to give an example of that. So I said, Jane, she said to me, I remember shaking hands with the person who had the power to hire me in that top managerial position that I wanted. And so I said, Jane, okay, let's make that your anchor. And so that's shaking hands. So we did that. We created her success anchor, the shaking hands feeling. And then I made her this MP3 audio, and she put it on her. I said, Jane, I want you to put this on your iPod, and I'd like you to play it each night before you go to sleep, and then in the morning when you wake up. And so she listened to the MP3 every night, and that image in her mind grew stronger and stronger every day, and her confidence grew stronger every moment, and she started becoming the person she wanted to be. And she, what were the results of that? Well, as she used this process, the Performing Edge coaching and the visualization and playing the MP3, as she was doing that on a regular basis, she was actually acting as though it already happened, and she actually got the position she wanted 3 months early, and she got 10% higher salary than she was her original goal. So the results here, the lesson here is actually the more clearly you can see that picture in your mind and visualize to energize every day, the faster it can become reality. And so then she asked me, Jane said, well, Dr. Joanne, can you make me one of these MP3s for negative thoughts and for getting through the negative thoughts, for getting through pressure and for confidence? And so we ended up making our whole library of these custom MP3s. And so that's the kind of thing you want to say in your speech, is not only there's one MP3, but that you can make, you can work with people over time and make them a whole series of these. And then several people, and then I said in the talk, several people asked me, well, what would I make I know several people asked me beforehand, would I make a custom MP3 for you? And so if you'd like me to do that, I have a way that I've set up to do that for you in this group today. And then I went right into my package, what I was offering them right afterward. I said, if you would like me to do that for you today, here's the way that we can do that. So I went, I didn't say, a lot of people make the mistake when they're doing a pitch right after their, for their products. They kind of say, okay, here's the end of the talk, and now here's the start of my sales pitch, and they change there's like this distinct break, and they change their volume, the tone of their voice. And I used to, and I would do that too. And people, you get more nervous or get, feel funny about, telling people about your services or your products. And really you want, the more natural you can make it, the better. And so one of the really great ways I found in this talk that I gave Saturday, it worked really well to tell a story first. And then you just, and I everyone was like on the edge of their seat, because they're thinking, wow, how can I get one of these MP3s made for me? And they were just, you create that desire, because you're telling them about the great results that this person got, and you're, it's a specific situation that you designed for that group. If you're talking about run, of course, I wouldn't give us a story like this for runners. If I was talking to runners, I would, tell them how I created did a coaching session and MP3 specifically for their running, maybe to complete their first marathon or whatever the goal is, and I would talk about that. But then you can just say at the end, several people asked me, earlier if I would create an MP3, custom MP3 for them. And then, so here's what I've decided to do for you. And I said, I have a special today where we meet by phone, so location doesn't matter, and we can do an assessment by phone, and then coaching, and I create you this custom MP3, just like I did for Jane, for my other clients. And I'll say it like this, something like, create you your custom visualization CD or MP3 made specifically for you, just like I do for my top peak performing clients. It has your name and your goals, your vision, and working with your personal challenges to get you to your goals as fast as possible. And a lot of people say this is really an experience of a lifetime. It's a customized program made just for you. And you can use this to enhance your confidence, your energy, your strength, both personally and professionally. And this is something, the MP3, it's something you can use for the rest of your life. So you can play it, you can play it on your MP3, on your iPhone, your iPod, your iPad, your computer anywhere you like. You can use it while you travel. You can use it before bedtime for restful sleep. And so, you know, you give them all the different ways that they can use that. You know, bring in their, you know, from the PPQ, from the pre-programmed questionnaire, bring in all the different things that they, you know, the different problems and the challenges that they listed earlier and how this can help with that, because really that's what people will pay for. They'll pay you for solving their problems. So there needs to be a good message to market match. So if you can remember that, you know, match your message to the market, to that specific group that you're speaking for, then you will more likely, you know, be able to do really well with that group. And have a package that's just for them. So in this case, you know, normally I've done it the other way around, where you go to talks and you hear people say, "Well, I'll give you a you know, here's a CD set, and I'll if you get this CD set or you know, materials, then I'll also give you a complimentary coaching session." Well, I had this idea that, you know, actually, when you think about it, the coaching session or the custom MP3 is far more valuable to people than the CD set, because it's customized, it's personal time, one-on-one time with them. So why not do it the other way around and say, you know, you're paying for the packages for the coaching session, the MP3, and I'll throw in, or I'll, you know, you also get the CD set. So I reversed it from the way I've done it before, and it actually seemed to work much better, because people really, that's what they want. If you say it the other way around, well, you get this product and you also get a coaching session, it kind of devalues the coaching session, I feel. You know, it's saying your time is not that valuable. But if you, it's funny, you just make that simple shift and say, you know, here's what the package is, here's what the value is the assessment, and then put it all three together, those three things: assessment, you're actually doing an assessment with them to find out their needs, their goals, their challenges in that session. You're doing coaching, so you're giving them valuable feedback and guidance and information and education, and then you're doing also the custom MP3 file. I mean, people are willing to pay a lot for that. And if they realize that maybe they get something else too, a CD set or a special report, or, you know, or your book, or your Performing Edge books, whatever you want to give them too, then it creates, then all of a sudden you have a package of things. So what I said there was that this is normally this and then I put in some other things too, a special report, your Performing Edge blueprints, you know, report, and an imagery CD, and I put in a few other things, and then I said this is normally $9.97, and today for you I have a special package for your organization. Just today only, it's $297. And so at the break, then suddenly, you know, a lot of people took me up on that. Because they, you know, it helps to have, you know, to be able to show them that it's a special offer that today only. I mean, you don't want to do like this long thing of, oh yeah, you know, you see on TV that it used to be this price and then it was this price, but no, now it's this price. But wait, if you order today, you get three, you know, three can openers along with that. You know, you don't want to do too much of that, but if you have a price drop of some sort, and then really show them the value of what they're getting, and really connect with the audience, then you're going to get a huge response, I think. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about that, so that you kind of see how that might work with your you know, you're giving your talks. So, and then I had a couple other things I wanted to mention as well. But let me just open the lines for a second and see if you have questions about that. So I'll open the lines here. Yeah, does anyone have any comments or questions about that kind of process?
No.
Or how does that sound?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... yeah, it's really an inside kind of view, because I've been doing this for years and years, and I've seen what works and what doesn't work. And if you can go like right from a story, you know, right into talking about what it is that you have to offer, and then, yeah, it works great. Okay. And also, I wanted to say it's really important when you arrange your talk to make sure, if you can try to make sure that you are the last thing on the agenda. Ideally, you know, if you're giving a talk somewhere, like for a group of runners or something, if they have like two speakers, I'll try to ask and make sure that I'm the last speaker, so that right afterward I could do, you know, have a resource table there and then have people, you know, ideally you want a table rush or a bunch of people coming back to your table right away and being able to come up and get your products and all. So you want to ask them, I always put in my, I've got several, kind of things I want to show you for, you know, different tools that I use. So we've got the PPQ, I'll put that in the members area, and the which is the, pre-program questionnaire, and then the order form, sample order form, and also a, you know, a setup sort of a list. And so that is a list of items that I, email to them. Things like agenda, I want, you know, and handouts, and, you know, you want to have an introduction for them, how they introduce you. And so you want to, with the agenda, you want to make sure, ask them and put this in an email and also tell them verbally that you would like to be the last thing on the agenda and to please make their announcements, any business announcements ahead of time at the beginning, so that as soon as you go into your talk that you can go right afterward into your book signing or your resource table at the back of the room. Because that is a precious 15 to 20 minutes right after you give your talk when people are really interested and they really want your continuing, they want to continue learning with you, continuing education. And if you have anything that disrupts that time where, you know, like let's say afterward they want to have a drawing or who knows what, it just really... All of a sudden, their minds are off somewhere else. I had one talk where they said, "Oh yeah, we're going to give a, you can do your, book signing right afterward." But sure enough, right afterward, he grabs the microphone and says, "Okay, well, actually, dessert has just arrived. We want everyone to go over to this other table to get your dessert." Yeah, how do you compete with dessert in terms of, being able to go to your resource table versus dessert? I mean, dessert is always going to take priority, right? So you want to try to make sure that everyone has a chance to, go to your resource table right away. So I wanted to then talk about a couple other things that are really important with the checkout in the back of the room. That whole thing process is, you know, if you want to be able to do well as a speaker, and also this is for online sales, as a small business owner like we all are and entrepreneurs, you want to be able to, the essential tools of the trade are you want to be able to have the ability to accept all major credit cards, because that's how clients prefer to pay you, and it just can make your life a lot easier. And you have more credibility in the eyes of your customers, and you can, make a lot more sales if you can have the ability to accept major credit cards. So what you need is a merchant account to be able to do that. And, a lot of people have PayPal and can accept PayPal, and that's fine. But with PayPal, it's only online, and there's a lot of drawbacks with that. Also, money orders, of course, at the back of the room, you could accept cash or money or checks or that kind of thing. But, a lot of people don't have their checkbook with them, or sometimes occasionally you get a bounced check, and then your bank gets hit with, bank account gets a $10 to $20 bounced check fee, and that's no fun at all, kind of chasing those sort of things down. So, credit cards are much better. That's what people have with them. A lot of people don't have cash with them. So you want to be able to have your merchant account. It's better than a third-party solution like it's okay to use PayPal as well, but a lot of people don't like PayPal using it because it's a hassle and it's hard to navigate, and they have to get a PayPal account to be able to use it. And, it's just not as convenient. People like credit cards because they want it for the convenience. And it takes a long time also for PayPal to put money into your account. A lot of times they hold back the funds, and it's hard to get a hold of them. They don't have good customer service, so you get big customer service delays on your end. So that's one reason I wanted to go with a merchant account originally. And so if you and also the speed, when you have a merchant account, the money goes right into your bank account. Even within that afternoon, sometimes it's within a couple hours, or it's at least within a day, that money that you processed will go right directly into your bank account. So when you process your payments through a merchant account, you have much less problems, less headaches, less hassles, and you're just seen as much more credible as a business owner. And when you're in the back of the room, of course, taking people's orders, you've just given this wonderful talk. People absolutely love you. You're the star of the show. And you just have an order form, a piece of paper that people fill out their name and credit card and email and phone number, then you can take that, you can take advantage of that excitement that they have right there for the moment for them to continue working with you, and they'll gladly give you their credit card information to get that special deal that's available that day only. And then you can go back to your computer, and you just, when you have a merchant account, then you can just type in the name and email yourself and credit card number manually, or you have your assistant do it, whoever, and it doesn't take long, and then then the money is in your account right away. So I think that's why I recommend that. And the one that I use is, if you go to that my affiliate link, which is viprunning.com. So VIP, like very important person, viprunning.com. Then go there, and then just click on the top e-payment. Then that you can sign up for a merchant account for free there. And I've been very happy with them for the last 10 years. They've been really good to me, and they have really great service, customer service. There's Sabrina there, and you can call her anytime. And if you have questions, and if there's any kind of questions at all, she's there to help. So so I wanted to give you that resource there. And also there, if you go to viprunning.com, is the shopping cart. If you click on e-commerce there, then you get to the shopping cart, which is really valuable for building your list. So, but you also need the merchant account. And so I have in the next month, if you do this by you get one of their merchant accounts by February 25th, end of this month, and I'll give you a complimentary private consult on how to get everything set up and how to, a special guide on how to create your, create income and wealth with this. Because it's just, I just really believe that a merchant account is so essential for your business. So, and it's free to sign up there. Things you have to be prepared to do when you sign up, you just have to have a bank account, of course, and they do a credit check because they want to verify your identity and your credit report, that sort of thing. You don't have to have a stellar credit or anything, but they just want to check out and make sure that you're legitimate. And the turnaround time is usually within can be a couple days to a week to get approved. And then you don't even need to have a complete website. You can just get started with your bank account, and then they're just really great folks there. And I was going to say also what to look for when you're looking for a good merchant account is you want to have a company that has fast and free approval. You don't want to have to pay any application fees or anything like that. You don't want to have anybody that you don't want to have a long-term contract because you don't want to be tied into something for 2 or 3 years. You don't want any hidden fees. Everything should be up front. Because if you have a long-term contract, it's like a cell phone contract. You're kind of stuck there. So a good company should not require any of that. And a good provider should be confident enough that they don't have to do all those kinds of things. So that's why I like the one that I use, because they're just really easy to work with. So I just wanted to give you those kinds of tips. And also recurring billing is really important. Now, you know, example of that is I got two clients from this talk I gave last Saturday, and actually they were moms who wanted me to work with their kids. So be aware of that when you're giving your talk and you're saying, well, here I do this kind of coaching or I do this MP3 file for you. You know, you're looking at the audience, these adults that are listening to you, thinking that it's for them, but many of them may be thinking, wow, my child could really use this. So and then, you know, you want to be able to do, if you get them for the one session, like one woman's coming in today at 4 o'clock for me to work with her daughter, a 12-year-old daughter who wants to do soccer, then it may well turn into a regular coaching session, in which case you want to be able to do recurring billing, which really supports, you know, it's just so much easier for you. You set that up and you meet with them once a week, or you can meet with them once, like Duran, you were saying, twice a month kind of thing. You can set it up so it automatically bills their credit card every 2 weeks. And so it can really build your income quickly with less hassles. And the other client that came in, the woman that signed up for the coaching, one of them from the talk, she wanted me to work with her daughter, 14-year-old daughter, who's an Irish dancer. Now, I don't know anything about Irish dancing, you know, the Irish jig dancing that they do over in Europe with the, you know, stiff arms and all that. It was kind of, I thought, and she says, well, what if you don't understand the sport? And I said, well, it doesn't matter. Everything's, you know, I deal with all kinds of different sports and performing edge coaching. The mental training techniques are all apply to any sport, and I just am a really good listener, and I can also go online. I said, send me some videos of Irish dancing. So she sent me 4 video YouTube videos. Well, you can find anything on YouTube, or you can just go there and search on that sport or that topic, and very quickly you can find out. I mean, I'd never watched Irish dancing in my life on YouTube, and I learned all kinds of things just by watching about 3 minutes of it. And then, you know, you talk to the client and you ask lots of questions, and you find out very quickly you can become an expert on Irish dancing or just about any sport that you want. So, so that's great. Also, I wanted to say, let's see. Oh, I've also, there's... I wanted to talk about how to follow up after your talk. You know, I have a list. What I do is I have just a physical piece of paper that says, it says your Performing Edge tips or free course, valuable tips and articles for mind-body performance, and then it has my website here, and then it just says privacy statement. I never give out your email to anyone ever. And then I have a place for a column for name and a column for email and a column for phone. And so you pass this around, you know, during your talk, and then, you know, just kind of the low tech way of getting emails, but it really works. People trust you and they will give you their email and even phone number a lot of times. And so you then take this sheet, and then now I have it here, and you want to schedule like the day after, right away, the day after your talk, when people are still excited about you, you know, get people onto your list and put in their name and email into your computer. And if you have that system, the VIPrunning.com, the shopping cart, then you can build your list there. And, you know, you just set up a list, and I'll also be giving you some training on that here. In fact, the next time we meet, we can talk a little bit about that too, and I'll give you some a document in the members area on how to set up your list and your opt-in box. And you can what you want to do is follow up with them right away, and the people on just specifically that came to your group, and you want to thank them for, you know, attending your talk and for giving such a great talk. And you can actually get a lot of sales after, or a lot of interest after your talk. So you don't want to just go away from the talk and leave people. Actually, if you are good to them and build a relationship with them and follow up through email, you know, having a really nice email for them, then you can, they may well want to, like several people said, well, I'm not sure today if I can sign up for this, but, you know, can you extend it for a week or so? So you can send out an email saying, I've decided to extend my offer for your group only for 1 week until this date. And you give a specific deadline. A deadline is really important for getting people to follow up. You want to give a specific date, you know, by, you know, Saturday, February 11th, whatever it is that you need to take advantage of this offer. And then you reiterate the offer that you have. For mine, it was the, you know, the coaching, assessment coaching and MP3. They also got the Your Performing Edge book and CD and a special report for special for $297, and then if they wanted just the CD set alone, so without you know, session with me, but just the CD set, that was normally $300. Today for that group, it was $97. And then also you want to have a low. It's good to have everyone has $20 in their pocket. You know, that's a kind of a rule of thumb. Most people have a $20 bill in their pocket somewhere, or willing to spend that with their credit card. So if you say that, have a low-end product, a book CD set, or just a you know, two CDs or something like that, then you can offer that as well at the conference and get a lot of people to take you up on your book. And if you know, the Your Performing Edge books, you can get those through me. Just send me an email or phone, and I can get those to you for a quantity discount too, if you'd like to sell those, which gives a lot of credibility. You could sell my book along with your book and make a profit. You could sell them at a higher price there at your event. So there, you can have those three. I think it's good to have a, you know, high end and a medium price and a lower end product. But you only talk about the high end products, you know, at the event in front, and then you have the other two products listed on your site or on your order form. So in the follow up email, then you say, thanks for coming. I really appreciated it. I would love to get your feedback and answer any questions. So make yourself available to, you know, answer questions by email, and then reiterate your offer. You've extended it for a week. Say what it is, and then also remind them if they'd like to have you as a speaker for their organization to let you know. And so oftentimes you can get more sales and more speaking engagements after your talk, because people will absolutely love you, and you want to be that way. You are on their computer and you're in their list. They can when things come up, they'll be thinking about you, and then you put them on your list so that you can continue to, you know, let them know about other things that you're doing. So that's a great way to, you know, stay with them. So let me just open this up for any other questions here and comments? Yeah, just at this point, yeah. What do you guys think about that idea, about that kind of approach? Or you have questions?
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds really great. Joanne, I did this, TJ. I have a question. You say that when they come to the back of the room, you just have a form that they fill out with all of their credit card information on it?
Right, uh-huh.
And then you go home and input that into your computer.
Yeah. That works out great, because, okay. I mean, it's, if you tell them, well, you know, go to this website and, you know, sign up here, you know, that's one way, but they likely, you lose a lot of sales that way, because people are, you know, they go, by the time they get out of the room, their mind is off somewhere else. They get so distracted, they'll forget to do it. But if you want to be able to have that order form right there in their lap, and I think either have it under their chair, each chair, right at the beginning of the session, or even better yet is wait until at the time of your offer, when you're giving your special offer, then pass them out right then. You know, have yourself or a volunteer say, okay, we're now Sally is passing out the forms here as we're talking about this. And then as you're talking about your special offer, you want to say, okay, now let's go down the list. Here's what you get. you know, describe it and have them look at it on the sheet there. And then also on a slide, you want to have a, if you have your PowerPoint slides there, you know, list all the things that they get on the slide. That's really powerful. Or even the more details you can be, the better. So say, here's what you get. People might want to say, well, what's on the CD set? Or what's in the book? And actually have the table of contents of the book right on the slide one. Here's part one, and here's, you know, have another slide. Here's part two of the book, and another slide. Here's part three of the book. So they see, wow, all these great topics, you know, for you, for a TJ, you might be saying, you know, massage for, you know, for this type of injury, and here's how you do, yeah, here's how you do stretching for this type of injury, and here's part three, here's how you incorporate the, you know, performing edge coaching and visualization, you know, to accelerate healing. And you actually go through it, you know, the most powerful ways is continue your teaching as you are, as you are giving your offer. So you're actually giving them, so that you keep them engaged, you're actually giving them more tips, you know, about, you know, by the way, you know, with this, you know, TJ, you can say, when you get this injury, I found, you know, most people make the mistake of doing this, but actually you should be doing this, you know, and so you're giving another tip right in the middle of the, that part, and they realize, oh, wow, I should keep listening here, because I'm, you know, actually getting more information here, you know. So you sort of integrate the two together. And that's the real value of having, yeah, like you said, TJ, with the merchant account, is you get people to fill it out there, and then you, when they're excited, and then you take them home and just put in the information. That way they're much more likely to do it right on the spot. And actually they can, you know, maybe some people might have questions and they're not sure, well, exactly what do I get with this? And so you want people to be able to come back to your table and ask you questions during the break. And when they have those interactions with you, that's when they really begin to trust you. And also, you know, one thing, the step that people forget about is the call, we call it the CTA, is the call to action. You know, you actually, after you give them your offer and you say what it is that you want, what you're getting, you got to tell people what to do. You know, they're thinking, oh, well, so now what do I do? You really got to make that clear. You say, go ahead right now and put your name and your credit card information down on the form here if you'd like to get one of these, take advantage of this while it's, you know, at this low price here. So go ahead and tell them that. Write that down, CTA, call to action. So make sure you tell them what to do exactly right beforehand. Otherwise, they'll think, oh, well, a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, well, I can just get this later on the web or something later. But you want to make have that sense of urgency that, yeah, this may be available later, but it's at a higher price. And so this is the only way you can get this lower price today, is in this room, you know, filling out your order form. So go ahead and fill that out now. And some people even, you know, take a moment of silence, so to speak, so people can actually start filling it out and say, you know, here, check off the items that you would like. So you've got to be really clear about that and have them do that there. Otherwise, they'll get distracted. So does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and also you want to, one other real important thing is to put your, when you're arranging the talk, have them, you know, have it, make sure you have a resource table, you call it, and put your resource table right as close to the door where they come in and leave as possible. So often the meeting planner will want to put your table outside the room, and that does not work. I've been in this speaking business for, you know, 20 years, and I realized, we'll just put it outside the room here. And it's just a totally different mindset. As soon as people walk out the door, boom, they are gone. You know, they're off to, their mind is somewhere else, and they're not going to come to your table very likely. But it's funny, if you're in the room right there, you know, there's a whole different atmosphere. If, you know, this is, you're part of the group and part of the same mindset, and they want to go directly from hearing you on the stage right to interacting with you at your table. So you want to make that as easy as possible. So have them put the table, and sometimes you want to put your table like way off at some place, you know, where no one sees it, and say, no, I need to have the table right at the door as people are coming in and right where they leave, because that's where they're going to, then they see you, and that's it makes it much easier for them to interact with you. So, and then always just say right at the end of your talk, I'm happy to answer your questions too. You know, maybe someone's not ready to buy something right away, but say, have questions and have more tips for you. Come back to the table here. And it's, or a free handout. You can say, you can come back to my table for a free handout on my top 10 tips for, for mindset, for performance or whatever. And so you can have something free at your table in the back too. To give to them, that will get people to your table as well. So, yes. Oh, Duran?
Yes.
Did you have a question?
I had a quick question in regards to how I'm setting up the seminar.
Yeah, it's the end of March, right?
End of March, empowermentevent.com. And I'm doing it with two other people. We're all speaking, and we're only speaking for like 30 minutes at a time. And of course, if people want us to stay there later, we'll stay later. But my plan was to do a 30-minute presentation, taking people through my book, like the different parts of my book, like touching on each part.
Right.
And then at the end, offering coaching, the coaching program for like just like what you're saying, like a offer that will only be valid for a month or however long, and then having my products and some of your books at the back of the table for them to purchase with the order form and all that stuff. Now, do you feel like it's a good thing to, like, introduce, like, kind of give them, like, what's in my book, like, talk about that and kind of give them a taste of everything? Or is it better to just touch on, like, one topic, like visualization and the results I've gotten from that?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, and Duran, I'm so excited about your talk coming up. It's empowermentevent.com?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great website. Yeah. Okay, so good. That's great. You got a domain name just for that. So I would say, you want to use your book as a tool throughout your talk as much as possible. And, have for many ways to use it when the person introduces you, give them a copy of the book and have them hold it up as they're introducing you. So saying, Duran's author of, what's the title? Is it the Performance Playbook?
Yes.
Yeah, so Performance Playbook, and here it is. And have them hold it up, and then so that people get a visual of that. And then you also want to quote read from your book a couple times, not right at the beginning, but, you want to make eye contact with everyone. But then, if you pick out one spot where you have a quote or so, one or two sentences that you can actually read a quote. So do that maybe once in the middle and once at the end so that you're actually using your book to make a powerful point and you're modeling for them, using the book. Another way to do it is, and then your question about touching, I think it's good to do both. Yeah, touching on different points in the book, in your talk is good. But it's better to go and then go in deep into one topic. Say, let's say visualization is the, one of your main topics. Go in deeper with one specific topic, so they get, if you just have the 30 minutes especially, it's good to go in deep with one topic than to just give them rather than giving them an overview. And then you can say visualization here, here's why it's important, and here's how I use it, and here's, 10 different steps to doing this, and then here is, and toward the end you can say, now visualization is just one step, one part of a 5-step process or something, and saying, so here's this visualization is step one, and then if you get the book, in this package here, here's also what you get. Step two is, power words or whatever, and step three is, confidence, and step four is this and that. So just kind of go over how the others, how you're giving them one, you know, in-depth piece of information that they can really use, so that when they even, whether or not they invest in your offer, that you're giving them valuable, immediately usable information, and people really appreciate that, so that they have something, and that will make them want to engage with you more later. So I think it's better to go in deep with one topic, but then say that, here are the other topics that follow along with that that you also need to get the complete package. Does that kind of make sense?
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got to run here, but
okay.
I enjoyed the call today. I know it's tough for me sometimes to get on the call, but it's a good thing to have to be busy.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you, Duran.
Everybody, anything I could do to help, just let me know.
Sure, yeah. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. That was great today.
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Okay.
You too. Take care. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah, thanks all of you. And have a great time with your talks. And we'll meet on February the 23rd, yeah, for our next meeting. So we'll talk to you real soon. Any other questions? I know.
No.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, I think, is Lauren on the call now? I see area code 403. Or is that, I'm not sure who area code 403 is. Oh, that's Tanya, I think.
That's me, Joanne. It's Tanya.
Oh, hi. How are you? Did you just get on, or have you been on for a while?
Not so long. I had a client appointment this morning, so I just caught the end of it. So
oh.
That was good.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah. I was talking about speaking and, yeah, giving a sort of a corporate example, too, for you. So it'll be on the recording, too, but how to, you know, give corporate talks, because I just gave one last Saturday, and ways that you can, tell a story and then lead right into your offer right after the story. So you, give people an example of what you want them to do in the story and how you help people. And then going right into, what it makes it much more natural transition into what you want to, what you have for them to continue their learning with you. So, yeah, so that's great. Yeah. So, or how are you doing with everything?
Doing well, yeah. Going to be busy going Monday to the first 3 weeks of competition, First Thermal California with the equestrian client. So.
Yeah. Oh, you leave this Monday?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. For how long is it? Like 3 weeks?
3 weeks. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you must be excited about that, huh?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. So hopefully you could get some. Well, your daughter will be competing, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And then you can hopefully, do some networking and.
Yep, that's the plan.
Yeah, good. Do you have some business cards or things?
Yep.
You can pass out? Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yeah, so you want to, I think it's always good to have a, carry when you're sort of, you probably know how to do these things, but at a equestrian event, have a piece of paper too. You can jot down people's name and email and phone number,
yep,
in case they might not have a business card with them. That kind of thing. Yeah,
yep.
Something that just looks like a piece of paper, not like an official list, so it doesn't look like you're collecting names.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Well, I usually just have my BlackBerry with me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can just put that.
Then I just pull it out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that's great, you can, thanks for signing up for as the affiliate too. I saw that. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So you can, did you get the banner? Did I send you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great.
Just getting that all organized. So.
I guess you'll have to find out if you can get your own website page. Did you say? With Awesome Journey?
Yeah, our new company website's supposed to be coming up in the next week or so. So I'm just figuring that out.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. So, I was saying at the beginning, I've got just as a review. Yeah, I've got a new section on the website there on performingedgecoaching.com. If you go in the members area and then go to the top of the page, there's different tabs up there. I think the second one is called Coach Resources. So I added some new items there. Yeah, with new exercises you can do with your clients. And then I've got four assessments there. And I'll put the workbook there, too, with the part one and part two, and I'm working on part three here. So, yeah, get those up as I'm as we're going along here. So, so that'll be great. And it's always great having you on the call from Canada. From to have an international flavor. Okay, they have a new person coming in from the Philippines, too, I think. So, yeah, that'll be a big change of temperature for you to come all the way down to, is it Palm Springs or Palm Desert?
Yeah. Yeah, in Palm Springs area.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, it will be great to, our next call is February 23rd. Will you be down there then, or you can still call in from wherever you are?
I will be down there then. I hope to be able to call in then. At this point, I don't know the schedule, like when my clients are competing and my daughter. I'm hoping just to be able to call in as I'm out and about on the grounds, and I'll just mute myself and listen.
Oh, yeah. Do you have clients that you've made MP3s for or done coaching with?
Yep.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. So it would be great to get, if they have a good competition, get a testimonial from them there. You know, just ask them, tell me how that was for you, or, what was the experience like. And then if they say, some kind words, good things, then what you can do is just ask them, that's great. May I use your comments, as part of my, for just letting other people know how valuable this is, that kind of thing. And most of the time people will say yes. So it's good to ask them kind of right on the spot there. That would be great. So, and then you could also I guess you got you have your iPhone, or do you have a video camera?
Yeah, I have a video camera.
Yeah, so you could video them, riding as well. For, a lot of people really appreciate that. And you could use that, if you get their permission, use that as part of a, your testimonial kind of thing, if you wanted to do a video type thing, show them writing and then their comments. And one thing you could do too, I guess, do you have an iPhone or some kind of smartphone? Most of them have a recorder on there or something. You could do like a little quick little interview with them there and actually hold your iPhone up to record their voice and just, say a few words about your competition, kind of like being just like being an interviewer kind of thing. So that's one idea too. Yeah. So anyway, just some ideas for you to help with your, get the word out there about your coaching business. Yeah.
Good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. So, okay. Well, thank you for being on the call. This is great. And, so we'll be in touch and have a great trip to California. Yeah, that sounds like it'll be fun for you. So
considering we're supposed to get snow here tomorrow, it'll be nice change.
Oh yeah, have you had a dry season up there too?
Yeah, it's been fairly mild winter, but
So that sounds great. Well, I hope you have good travel weather for getting down here. So, all right. Well, sounds good. Well, thanks. So glad you could be on the call, everyone. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. And, have a good trip. All right. Okay. Bye now. Bye.